37 solar panels are perched on light poles along a newly built pedestrian path along the west end of campus. That path will give walkers and bikers a shorter, straighter option than the other twisted, time-consuming route. UW Transportation Planner Rob Kennedy says the solar path took about 5 years to develop and build. Parking tickets given to motorists helped fund it.
It's being paid for entirely out of program revenues. No tax dollars are going into it. It's already going to make a huge difference to pedestrian friendliness of the west side of the campus, which has been built in such a way that it's hard for pedestrians and bicycles to get around.
The solar lit path is part of a package deal. When Madison Gas and Electric put in a cogeneration plan on campus, UW officials also wanted an alternative energy project. MG&E's Bob Stoffs says the facility that heats and cools the campus with natural gas paved the way for the sun-powered path.
And this looked like a really good opportunity, not only to fulfill that requirement, but to test this type of lighting out. There's nothing else like this in the area. We wanted to see how it would work in this climate and in this latitude in terms of getting enough electricity stored to light those lights all night.
Batteries in the solar panels will store power from the sun up to 5 days, so the path should be lit even when it's cloudy. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.